From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports in Columbia Green Media that a flyer for the hate group White Lives Matter was found on a utility pole at Dutchman's Landing in Catskill on January 12th. Elliot Matos, director of operations for the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, said, and I quote, "It's sad people just have a lot of hate in their heart," end quote. The flyer had two QR codes and the words, and I quote, "Calling on New York whites, join other European descendants in activism," end quote. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit legal advocacy organization, deemed the White Lives Matter organization as a hate group in 2016. Matos said, and I quote, "This is what happens when there isn't black representation on Main Street. This is a very conservative county, and people feel comfortable to do something like this," end quote. Michael Richardson, a community activist and producer of Local Hate Watch Report, said he believes the flyer came from the same group responsible for similar activities in Columbia County. Richardson said, and I quote, "We have reason to believe this group is local. They keep showing up with their stuff in the area, and it's indicating that they're not a pass-through group," end quote. In 2021, White Lives Matter stickers were spotted in Hudson, Stockport, and Valencia, and the next year, the group put up a White Lives Matter banner at the Village Gazebo in Chatham. Richardson said this is the first report of the group in Greene County. He said, and I quote, "For the last 6 or 7 months, there have been no reports of white supremacy, and I don't recall there being anything in Catskill or Greene County before this," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Luke Parsno reports in New York State of Politics that Representative Mark Molinaro raised $447,701 in the fourth quarter of 2023 for nearly $2.2 million throughout the year for the Republican reelection campaign, his office said on January 18th. So far, Democrat Josh Riley, who lost to Molinaro in 2022, and Democrat Dan Butterman are also running for the 19th congressional district seat. Riley, a former congressional aide and law clerk for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, lost by 2 points to Molinaro and is behind in fundraising this year. Riley said recently he had raised $696,556 in the fourth quarter of 2023 and has more than $1.45 million in cash on hand. Republicans took control of the House of Representatives in 2022 by flipping several seats, including the 19th congressional district. The New York elections are again expected to tilt control of the House to the winners. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. The Daily Freeman reports that this weekend the southbound lanes of the New York State Thruway between New Platts, Exit 18, and Newburgh, Exit 17, will be closed to traffic from 8 p.m. Saturday, January 20th to at least 8 a.m. the next morning. Last weekend, northbound lanes were closed to remove the damaged Brookside Road overpass in New Platts. According to the press release, motorists, and I quote, "should seek alternate routes while this work takes place to avoid travel in the area during these times if possible," end quote. A detour will take vehicles off the interstate and around the construction on routes 299 and 9W. On Sunday morning, January 21st, and I quote, "The detour at southbound exit 18 will be lifted and two travel lanes will be available except in the construction zones where there will only be one travel lane available," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.